she came in, pointed at the chair, said, "That's my chair right there." Blanche, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's get right started with the oil and gas ordinance revisions that are coming up. Obviously, this is something that a lot of people are interested in. As one member of council, what do you think these revisions are going to look like?
Well, number one, let me say that there is a blog today on the city website by Alan Gibbs, the city engineer, that will be discussing the provisions that are going to be presented to the council next week. I think that they're going to be looking at the entire issue as best they can. They presented these to us back in November, and we asked them to go back and do a little bit more work on the requirements and the issues involved and meet with both sides, and they have done this. The staff has really worked, I think, very well and diligently to listen to both sides of the issue. Both have legitimate concerns, and the bottom line is, you know, we live in Texas. We live in Brazos County on the Eagle Ford Shale area. So we have got to deal with the burdens and the blessings that come from the oil and gas industry. And that's what we're trying to look toward doing in these regulations, to offer something that's reasonable and that both sides can feel that they have been heard and there have been responses made, not perfect responses. There is no perfect button to hit that comes out with what everyone wants, but that there has been an honest attempt to listen and to deal with these issues.
Well, you know, of course, things have changed from a year and a half ago, and everybody was pretty excited about the amount of money that was coming out of the ground in Texas. Since that time, obviously everybody knows what's happened in Denton, what's happened in the state of New York. Mm-hmm. And do you, as an elected official in College Station, have you been getting any kind of feedback as far as concern for health issues and safety issues? And tell me kind of what the volume of that has been.
Well, we have been getting emails from the standpoint of safety and concern, and that's part of our strategic vision for the city, is to protect the health and safety of the citizens and the neighborhoods. The volume, I can't give you an exact count, but I would say we've been getting 2 to 3 a day for sure on that side, at least.
Well, I mean, and let me give you all a peek behind the curtain. I'll liken it to Rush Limbaugh. Rush is controversial in the things that he does. We would get emails from advertisers finding out that actually what had happened is this was something that had started up in New Hampshire someplace, and they'd planted a seed, and then people get concerned about something, and after we talk to them, they understand a little bit more. My concern is, are we getting outside influences that may be kind of cooking the numbers, if you will?
Well, there is that concern. We do not have the amount of scientific research that we would like to have. But, you know, we live in College Station. Texas A&M is renowned for its petroleum engineering department and the Petroleum Institute. We have reached out to these people who obviously are respected in their field and have produced credible research, and to the oilmen in this area as well that have done respected businesses in the past in their drilling. We've reached out to this, and oddly enough, some of the best research has come from the oil and gas industry itself, because they have attempted to be sure they're not operating outside the bounds, because they stand to lose not only the same things every citizen stands to lose if health and safety are threatened, but they stand to lose their businesses also. Now, we can't guarantee that every person operating on any regulation is going to be faithful to them, but we're trying to do the best we can using the research that's so readily available here and the research that's been sent to us from the citizens who are very concerned.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity to answer this, and if it's outside of your realm, I certainly understand. Have we gotten any kind of an estimation of how long it's going to take to extract this stuff from under College Station?
Well, I did hear one of the experts that in that field say that it generally takes about 6 months to drill the well. And then the well is closed. I mean, it's over. You're pumping from it. And in that sense, the real concerns for noise or the air quality and all come then. So it's in a 6 months period. Now, if you're talking about for how long to get to all of the amount in this area, I don't think they can predict because, number one, look at the economy right now, all at $50 a barrel, you're going to see it slowing down.
Just as soon hold off, sure, could understand that.
Or maybe drilling what you have to hold on to a lease but not really developing it. There are so many other concerns that come into that.
Well, we're not settled on it, and obviously we'll talk about it again, but I know there are other things you'd like to talk about. One of the things that I know is near and dear to you is the bike trails and the hiking trails in College Station. I'd like to get your thoughts on where we are there.
Well, I think we're doing a good job on that. I do serve on that committee, and we have planned a work study to look at the walkability and bikeability of the trails to be sure that we're maintaining them in the best way possible. They are providing the citizens, the ones that we do have, with that opportunity, and also to look at the best practices for the future and how we will develop them in the future. So I think we never are as far along as I wish we could be because it's a financial issue. We did get quite a bit of support out of the 2008 bond issue, and we developed that and are continuing to develop the trails that come under that. So I believe that we're moving in the right direction.
Where are we with the Nature Center at Lick Creek?
That's an interesting question. The Nature Center at Lick Creek, I believe, will get underway in June. It got slowed down somewhat because they found out they didn't have the water flow to protect the building of that center. So they had to go in and do the piping necessary.
Heck, we can get bitten plenty of rain now.
Yeah, well, I'll come back and talk to you about that in July.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's probably
the
right.
First time a cinder goes up there. But they feel that'll be finished by about May, and putting in the pipes that are necessary for that. And then the design and everything is being completed, and it's supposed to begin, I think, in June, and maybe will be completed within, I don't want to say 6 months, but I'd like to hope so.
Okay. Blanche Brick, who's the Mayor Pro Tem of College Station, joining us. Another thing you're plugged into is mobility and transportation, and I know that College Station's in the process of putting in kind of a coordinated real-time traffic movement system.
Yes. It's not cheap, but it's important. I think that that as we grow, and we've seen our growth continue to increase, we can't necessarily expand all of the roads. Some of them are expanded as far as they can with the development around them. So the next step is to look at what we can do to manage the traffic flow. And I think our Department of Public Works is working very well in trying to look at updated ways of managing the lights and making them able to respond more quickly to traffic needs. That's one thing that would help. I know that other things are, obviously, we've got to do a better job of also maintaining the roads and keeping them up. And that's a concern of mine, too, because I've driven on several roads I keep yelling about.
Well, now, all right, and then there are those 7 weekends when we have all these strangers come in, and we found out, I guess, this week at the Bryan City Council meeting that Post Oak Mall has asked Get to the Grid to not come back. It doesn't impact necessarily Bryan College Station residents because they may have other ways to get there, but this is going to be a real problem.
Yes, it is. And I will tell you frankly, I said from the beginning, before I even knew the cost of the increase of Cal Phil, that we had better look at helicopter pads to helicopter people in to get them there at a set date and time. But that was half jokingly.
I understand.
But at the same time, that has been a concern of mine from the very beginning. I do believe that the game day plan that we have developed with Bryan, with the county, with A&M, we're all into this plan, and financially and planning-wise, I believe it has the potential to help with this. But oddly enough, a lot of this is going to have to come from citizens. They've learned to carpool. They've learned drop-off. They've learned how to. Now, those are the ones here, as you said,
right,
that find out better ways. But even those who come in and stay in motels, they know what they're facing getting there. I would also say that I think we may have to take to a rather low-tech solution in that I've been over there at times and seen George Bush completely blocked. And even though you've got the lights managed, their car's there. You don't go. So we may have to just put people at major intersections, the policemen, to stop that kind of blockage and move traffic on. Now, that doesn't provide parking, and you're directly concerned with parking. I know that Brian has offered the downtown garage as a facility. It's a little further than most people would like, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, but it doesn't sit on the bypass either.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's not for the citizens of Bryan College Station necessarily, but they're going to be impacted. I'd like to get your thoughts on just a couple of things real quickly, and that would be, number one, staff has apparently suggested to council that y'all not be in the natatorium business at all on any level at this time. What are your thoughts there?
Well, that's been a controversial issue for quite a while. The school district at first asked us to consider it with them, and they did not get a positive response on that. Natatoriums are quite complicated and very expensive places to operate correctly, to build and operate correctly. I think the response is that me, just as one member of council, is that if we got significant interest and help from not only the school district but the county, that I would be willing to look at the city being involved in some proportion of a deal that would be put together.
Are we talking hot funds here?
Well, that's also been debated, how many people it would draw in, but there is the feeling that some could be used.
In essence, as one member of council, are you in agreement with what staff recommended?
Of not having anything? Not having anything under the current conditions, but that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Under other conditions, it might could be considered.
Okay. Secondly, James Benham mentioned the idea of basically having a food truck court in the old Albertsons parking lot behind Schlotsky's and IHOP. Kind of an interesting idea. Your thought as one member of council?
Well, I heard that come up at the very end of the meeting, and I'm not opposed to his asking for staff to look into it, and I will wait to reserve my judgment until I see what they come back with. I was a little surprised because we do have an understanding with the Northgate Business Association there, and that food trucks can operate in Northgate and in certain proximity to existing businesses, and I think that's a pretty good arrangement, actually, for us to have, because people who have businesses in brick-and-mortar locations are paying taxes on that and upkeep, and we have to consider that as an important element in all of this.
Certainly. Anything else on your radar screen today you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'm excited that we've gotten the committee appointed for the CIP. That's going to be coming up. They're going to have an opening meeting next Tuesday. And I think we have a good committee. I always find that the part of my job that I like the most is hearing from citizens. So I'm looking forward to what they have to say and how they come up with priorities. We have, obviously, with growth, we have many opportunities and challenges facing us. So I'm excited about that. And I suppose that's the main thing, I guess, I would bring forward, to be sure that everyone in the city knows and checks out who's on that committee, and if they have comments to make, they make it to them.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Blanche Brick, City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem. Anything else?
A quick mention. Councilwoman Brick talked about City Engineer Alan Gibbs having a blog post related to the oil and gas ordinance revisions. That should be posted later today at blog.cstx.gov. We'll put out the word on that. City offices are closed on Monday. And a quick reminder that registration continues for Brazos Valley Senior Games. Visit cstx.gov/seniors.
Well, there you go. Jay Sokol here. We visit with folks from College Station on Friday.